From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gathering approves UN plan for Libya. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart Paolo Gentiloni. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Parachinar, the administrative center of the Kurram district on the Afghan border. The outlawed Sunni group has claimed responsibility. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results Sunday show the victory of Salma bint Hizib al-Otaibi, as is the first confirmed victory of a woman running for a municipal council seat. State-affiliated websites and independent news agencies indicate Saudi Arabians may have elected as many as 17 women, but no final tally has been announced. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world. In an 8-minute statement on Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown the world has both the will and the ability to take on the challenge of climate change. The agreement sets the goal of keeping global warming below 2 degrees Celsius and calls for 195 nations to pursue efforts to limit the temperature. This is VOA News. U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and the families of personnel. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup in May. Voters in the Central African Republic are casting ballots Sunday in a referendum on a new constitution. The process was disrupted in several parts of the capital, Bangui, where there were reports of gunfire and fighting between opponents and supporters of the referendum. Some rebels have also threatened to disrupt the voting. The new constitution calls for the creation of a Senate, limiting future presidents to 2 5-year terms in office, and safeguards for religious freedoms. Sunday's vote will be followed later this month by elections for president and parliament. The Russian Defense Ministry says one of its destroyers in the Aegean Sea fired warning shots Sunday at a Turkish fishing vessel. The ministry said a guided missile destroyer was unable to make radio contact with the approaching Turkish fishing vessel, which failed to respond to visual signals and flares. Russia said the destroyer fired the warning shots when the fishing boat was 600 meters away. It quickly changed course and passed within 540 meters. France is holding a second round of regional elections Sunday. The National Front Party is hoping to gain a government majority in at least one region for the first time. Marine Le Pen and her FN are hoping for a decisive national round that is as good as last week's first round, which saw the anti-immigration party come out on top in 6 of 13 regions. It is thought the FN may have a difficult time in getting an outright victory in any one region. A new political survey in the U.S. shows Texas Governor Ted Cruz, with strong support from evangelical Christians and conservative activists, has surged to the top among Republican presidential candidates in Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning the support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the November 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump, who has 21%. Nationally, polls show Trump with a commanding edge over all of his opponents. Surveys show former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.